Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. Let me remind you that this is Let's Face the Issues. We have the program designed around you, our listener, with Q&A format. We can answer your questions, let you join in the dialogue and discussion. This program is designed for that purpose. Let me remind you the telephone number, 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can respond to your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We'll be talking about a very important subject today, a subject that most will not touch, most have not analyzed or discussed. Many deny the existence of it. But as we celebrate Thanksgiving season, may I remind us we need to do so recognizing that demons are in the world today. Demons are real. We can see that in Washington, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get into the monologue, the dialogue, discussion, let me remind you that the scripture is the bedrock. It is the fundamental foundation for all of life and living. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is God's progressive revelation of himself to man. We find the Lord Jesus himself said in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, what is truth? How do you find truth? Where is truth? Jesus said in John 17:17, "Then thy word is truth." And so we're seeking for truth. We need to seek it in the word of God. It's not a matter of denominational dogma with rites and rituals and rules and regulations. It's not a matter of political ideological bent. It's a matter of what does the word of God say. God's word says it, and that settles it. That's the final authority on any question, any issue that we're faced with in life. And let me remind you once again, when we talk about issues, we're talking about those things that's covered in the scripture. And you'll find God created the home, God created government, and he created the church, and he did so in that order. So anything we discuss, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a Christian perspective, but from a Christian perspective, a biblical worldview. If we talk about political issues, if we talk about social issues, or Christian issues, biblical issues, or family issues, or governmental issues, they're all still issues fountainheaded out of the Word of God, because God's Word covers it all. In fact, God's Word says the government was created by God as a servant to God. So every governmental agent, everyone that we elect and put in Washington, Tallahassee, or the local city councils, may I remind us they are designated in the scripture as servants of God. And I feel that that is the missing element in the understanding of what government is about and those political leaders today in our society. In fact, in Zechariah 8:6, the Bible says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." Truth is a missing element today, ladies and gentlemen. Truth is something that most are not interested in today. That shouldn't surprise us. In fact, it was George Orwell that said quite a few years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We're watching that unfold before our eyes in our society today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time also carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo, the full line of landscape equipment for the homeowner and for the professional landscaper. They also carry a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with Honda generators and a knowledgeable team that can answer all your questions about any of the equipment that they market at Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flag that's flowing. Old Glory, flowing 24/7. 165-foot flagpole right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the Tools for Time location. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the subject that we're discussing today might seem a little somber and a little different, but I want us to understand as we are in the Thanksgiving season, celebrating Thanksgiving as we should, we're seeing at the same time chaos and confusion that seemingly permeates the whole world. You ever wondered or asked the question, why? Why are all these things taking place? We all must admit, ladies and gentlemen, that there's something that is wrong. Most people see the chaos in Washington and simply dismiss it as a battle between the socialist Marxist Democrats and the Republicans. Yet others see it as a battle, as a racist issue. And so we see that anarchy taking place in our colleges and universities and wonder why or what causes it. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Christian college students say it's not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. Students randomly interviewed at a Christian college expressed opposition to the celebration of Thanksgiving. At McAllister College in Minnesota, Cal Hooten, reporting for the College Fix, found students living in the most prosperous and free nation in the history of mankind, concerned mainly about oppression and colonization. Is it acceptable to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday? Was the question that was asked. One said, I think that Thanksgiving has been misconstrued a lot, especially in textbooks. One student told College Fix, it's kind of just based off the genocide of the indigenous people, and I don't really think we actually give thanks on Thanksgiving. We just eat a bunch of food, and it's just a bunch of capitalist bull. A few students contended that American holidays are rooted in oppression. What do Americans do except for to celebrate an unethical holiday? What do Americans do except for celebrate unethical holidays? One student said. Another student interviewed outside the campus chapel said no holidays with religious connotations should ever be observed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coming from a Christian college with so-called Christian students, I assume, that's enrolled there as a Christian college. So when we see some of these things taking place, ladies and gentlemen, do we wonder what's causing it, what's taking place? What is it that causes Elizabeth Warren to, every time she opens her mouth, tell a whopper, as one article calls it? The lies have it, : Elizabeth Warren chalks up another whopper. You know, Elizabeth Warren has said for years that she was Native Indian. Well, after a DNA test found that it was so minuscule that, as one person said, if she's bitten by a mosquito, she'd have no longer would she have Indian blood in her at all. But now the latest is that she's saying that her children went to public schools, when the reality is, and the record shows, that they went to private schools, seriously expensive private schools. So what would cause someone like that to keep on keeping on with the deception and with the lies? It's not normal, ladies and gentlemen. It's an impossibility to say that it's normal. We find today that as we look at Washington and as we see that as a microcosm of what's taking place around the world, today we're witnessing truth being trashed. Right is being called wrong. Good is called evil, and evil is promoted as good and normal. Why do we have the LGBTQ agenda, ladies and gentlemen? What's the motive behind it? What's causing it? It's certainly not normal. It's certainly out of the realm of normality, because the Bible says God created male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27. God did not create a Shem and a Him. God created a male and female, man and woman. What is it that causes the perverted LGBTQ agenda today. It's an accepted lifestyle today. Just a few years ago, it was rightly called sin. It was called sin. What causes that? What is the reason behind it? Why would CNN, the fake news, if you please, giants in the land, why would CNN call, say that Donald Trump's supporters are under mind control and that he's leading a destructive cult? This article says CNN peddles the idea that Trump supporters are under mind control and stuck in a destructive cult. The article says it's been pretty clear for years that Donald Trump has driven liberals crazy, but a CNN segment over the weekend put an end to any doubt. CNN's Brian Stelter, S-T-E-L-T-E-R, a man who hosts a laughable program named Reliable Sources program, trotted out a former Mooney and author of the Regale Truth, as he calls it, one of the proofs that President Trump is not only leading a cult, he said, but that it's exercising mind control over his followers in the process of being that cult leader. It's about a 4 or 5 page article. It's an interesting read, but I'm just wanting to hit the headlines because I want us to understand as we set the stage of what we're seeing this year as we celebrate the Thanksgiving season, what's taking place around the globe, what's causing and promulgating the chaos and the confusion in Washington. What is it that we need to understand about this that is so unusual that we need to recognize the source of it? Here's an article that says Pete Buttigieg, by the way, he is the sodomite candidate for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party for president. Pete Buttigieg says, I'll bring Christianity back to the White House if I'm elected. The article says Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg says that he will bring Christianity back to the White House. Not that Christianity is lacking there, but if it were, how would Buttigieg do that when he fully supports infanticide, the killing of babies, and abortion at birth? That would put him more in league with King Herod than King Jesus. Article further states, but I'm also offering to the people who are guided by faith, the faith tradition, in making their decisions about what they think is right and wrong. And when I'm president, you'll never have to look at the White House and scratch your head and think, whatever happened to I was hungry and you fed me? Whatever happened to I was a stranger and you welcomed me? Whatever happened to you've done the least unto these, you've done it unto me? End quote. But Buttigieg is perfectly fine with aborting the least of these innocent babies in their mother's womb. He even went as far as saying the Bible endorses abortion. He's previously described the killing of unborn babies as an American freedom. He said the government should not resist abortions in any way and instead leave the decision to abort an unborn baby completely up to the woman. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you now there is a power behind these lies of Elizabeth Warren. There's a power behind Pete Buttigieg's compromising and his statements about the scripture that's antithetical to what God's word says. He's living a lifestyle that's antithetical to the word of God in any fashion. He's living a lifestyle that's a sodomite lifestyle that the Bible says God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. But you must ask the question, begs to be asked and answered. What motivates him to say these things? What motivates his lifestyle? What causes him to live like this and still try to deceive the public into believing that somehow, some way, he's right with God? Nothing more and nothing less, ladies and gentlemen, than a demonic impression, a demonic possession, a demonic push in life and living that is found so often today. Today in Washington, there's a hatred openly expressed for our president. Even before President Trump was sworn into office, we heard the calls to impeach him as one of the Socialist Marxist Democratic House Representatives members said, impeach 45. And that's the mindset. That's been the mantra since before he was sworn in. And now for some 3.5 or approximately 3 years, President Donald Trump has been under pressure, promulgated from the left, as we call them. But we need to understand what is the cause of this. What is the battle? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the raging battle has now consumed all the political climate in Washington. We must ask why. Why do we see Adam Schiff parade his lineup of false witnesses against the president? Why do we see Nancy Pelosi in her lack of control of the United States House of Representatives? Yet the impeachment process continues. With all the good that our president's done, ladies and gentlemen, all the progress for our nation under the leadership of President Trump, and yet he's been vilified, lied about, and demonized as no other president in recent history. The question begs to be asked, why? What's causing it? What is the behind-the-scenes supernatural power that's carrying this out? When we ask the question, why, perhaps we need to answer, can we find the answer to that? Is there an answer? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the answer can be found in the fact that America has turned our backs on God. We've turned our back on God's word. We've turned our back on the truth that's found in God's word. And ladies and gentlemen, when we leave God out, there is a vacuum that will be filled by powers of demonic spirits, demonic sources. There will be the false teachers that will rise up. There will be the false doctrine, the false theologies. There will be the voodoo theology that will rise up and fill the place when Christians abrogate their responsibility and when we've left God out of the equation in society. I believe that we're watching that take place today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the crumbling of the foundation of America, and that foundation is built on nothing less than God's word and God's authority in our land. Ladies and gentlemen, in the fact that someone somewhere that may be a prominent person might stand and make a statement and be in opposition. In fact, several prominent people today have stated that. They've stated in their view the question about the opposition to President Trump. Franklin Graham made a profound statement. He said that he believes the opposition is due to demonic powers. Let me read you a portion of that article. Demonic power may be behind opposition to Trump, says Franklin Graham. In an interview with an author and radio talk show host Eric Metaxas, Graham talked about the current state of politics in the country. Well, quote now, "Well, I believe it's almost a demonic power that is trying," end quote. Graham started to say before Metaxas interrupted him, says, "I would disagree. It's not almost demonic power. You know, and I know at the heart, it's a spiritual battle," end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a powerful statement. Let me continue the brief thoughts from this article. Metaxas called the situation in the country bizarre. When people exist to undermine the President of the United States, it's just bizarre. It's a bizarre time for most Americans. Much of the political turmoil has stemmed from President Trump's presidency. But Graham said Trump's administration has actually been successful. Quote, "If you look at what the president has done just for our country, regardless of whether you're a Republican or Democrat, unemployment is the lowest in 70 years. More African Americans are working, more Latinos are working, more Asians are working, more everybody is working. We have an economy that is just steaming forward. It's incredible," Graham said. Graham added that Trump has been successful in office and his work has been impactful for Christian and churches. Quote, "He's not a politician, and I appreciate about that about him," Graham said. "He's a businessman, and that's what we've needed in government, not politicians, businessmen, and he's done just that," end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, is Franklin Graham correct? Is the attack against President Donald J. Trump as a result of demonic influences? As we think about being thankful, we should be thankful that on November the 8th, 2016, God in his divine supernatural intervention put President Donald J. Trump in office. We should be thankful that he's done more for religious liberties and freedom of speech for religious liberties and religious purposes than any other president in the current history. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. We need to be thankful for it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a supernatural, unholy, demonic interference with what God would have done in our nation. But keep in mind, that ought not to surprise us, especially as Christians. If you're listening today and you're saved, understand that according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Satan is the one that's in demonic control of the world activities today. If you don't believe that, look at Adam Schiff. If you don't believe that, look at Jerry Nadler. If you don't believe that, look at Nancy Pelosi. If you don't believe that, look at the in general at what is being espoused by fake news CNN. And you understand that there's something that is awry. There's something that's behind the scenes. There's something that is causing this attitude and this action and this activity in our world today. And I am concerned about it. I don't know about you. But may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. President Trump has done more for the protection of the freedom of religion and the protection for the churches and for Christians from government intervention than any other president in recent history. So you must realize, we must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan and his demons will attack and will attempt to destroy whatever God's wanting to do. Satan is going to attack and attempt to destroy through the demonic activities. By the way, we'll talk about it a little later in this broadcast, the reality of demons, what the Bible says about demons. Are they real? Are some of these religious folks speaking forth and saying things that's unreal, just making statements that's bizarre? I don't think so. I think they're perhaps hitting the nail on the head, as the old cliche would go. We're seeing demonic activity on a global basis as never before. If you don't believe that, then ask the question, what is the promulgation behind the LGBTQ? If you don't believe that there are demon activities today, what is behind the attitude that says it's okay to murder a baby in the womb? If you don't believe that's real, what about the attitude that says infanticide, that's murdering that baby even after it's been born? There's a move and a motivation that permeates society today that is increasing almost exponentially, even as I speak. So maybe, ladies and gentlemen, these that are making these statements, as Franklin Graham stated, that he believes that the opposition to President Trump is demonic power. I believe he is correct. As I have emphatically stated before, and I'll state again, I believe that it was God's divine intervention that put Donald J. Trump in office November the 8th, 2016. God has a plan and a purpose for the man being there. God has a plan and a purpose for what he's done. He said he would go in and drain the swamp, and he's draining the sewer. You can't call it any less than that. And these that are never Trumpers and these that are the rhino Republicans, these that are socialist Marxist Democrats, they are petrified that he's going to drain the sewer and take away their income as a result of the political impact that they're having because of the political politicians that are coming in and lobbying for positions, and they get paid as a result of it. If you don't believe that, go back and analyze the income of the average U.S. House of Representatives member and senator, both sides of the aisle. Look at them when they've been there 15, 20, 30, 40 years. Take the total salary. If they spent nothing, would be far less than they now have accumulated as their net worth and their value. And that's another subject for another day. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to see what's taking place. And in this season of Thanksgiving, we need to be thankful that God has divinely intervened and put President Trump in office. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, others have stated the same thing as Franklin Graham has stated. Recently, Nikki Haley said, God put Trump in office. Let me just read you a blurb or two from this article. Nikki Haley, God put Trump in office. Contending everything happens for a reason. Former U.S. Ambassador of the United States, Nikki Haley, affirmed in an interview that God placed Donald Trump in the White House for such a time as this. And she was using a quote from the little book of Esther, that God had placed Esther in position as queen for such a time as this. And I believe that's what God has done. And I'm affirming what Nikki Haley has said in that realm. She said, I think God sometimes places people for lessons and sometimes places people for change. She told the Christian Broadcasting Network White House correspondent David Brody. After releasing a clip of the interview Monday, Brody, that's with CBN, Brody later tweeted, to those in an uproar over comments Nikki Haley made to me about God, remember this, evangelicals believe God is sovereign and doesn't make a mistake or an accident. Quote, all authority comes from God. It doesn't happen apart from God's providence, Brody wrote. That goes for all presidents, end quote. Quote, what is your view spiritually on the sovereignty of God and what he's doing exactly by putting Donald Trump in the White House? Brody asked the question. Well, you know, I think it goes to show that everything happens for a reason, Haley said. That's Nikki Haley. The way I see it, look at the results of Donald Trump as president, she said. And this is what she said. We have more family and friends with jobs than ever before. We have an economy moving in a direction that hasn't been in a long time. We are acknowledging real truth with the president and that he had courage to move the U.S. Embassy to Tel Aviv from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And the article goes with about three or four additional pages. But ladies and gentlemen, we have those that are coming forward today, those that are well known in their circles of influence, that are making profound declaratory statements of how God is involved with his divine intervention and how we're seeing the demonic activity that's bringing about the chaos and the confusion in Washington, D.C. with the attacks on Donald J. Trump, our president. Ladies and gentlemen, it should cause us to sit up and take note and ask the question, is this just happenstance? Is it the fact that this is the only president that we've ever elected in the history of the nation, that now for 3 years of being in office, he's been under constant barrage and constant attack and constant attempts to undermine and tear down and destroy with false narrative after false narrative after false narrative? That is not normal. That would be considered abnormal. That would be considered something behind the scenes that we should understand is a cause that is causing this effect. Why would it take place? What would be the powers behind the scene? Yes, I believe we have others that are saying the same thing. They also believe that we're seeing a demonic influence in Washington today that causes the uproar and the chaos, especially as it relates to our president. Recently, Perry, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, made a statement about the same statement. He says, and I quote, here's one that says, the Christian right leaders suggest Trump critics are possessed by demons. This is a little different narrative, but here's what Energy Secretary says. Energy Secretary Rick Perry created a bit of stir by disclosing to Fox and Friends that he had assured the president that he was the chosen one. Now, they made fun of Rick Perry and demeaned him, that he's now comparing Donald Trump with the Lord Jesus Christ as being the chosen one. That's not what he said. He said quite literally that President Trump is on a mission from God in his role as the ruler of our nation. In an evangelical speech, spiritual battle or spiritual warfare means a test of power between God and Satan or his demonic minions with human souls and the fate of all creation that stands in the balance. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we're watching. I believe that we are seeing a demonic battle, and it puts all humanity in the throes of the demonic battle by the demons that are taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to come back. I want to talk about, for the balance of this broadcast today, I want us to talk about demons in the world today and what we're seeing and what the Bible says in relationship to that. So hang in there. 1 minute. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.